الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني وسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, Allah Azza wa Jal, when He created us and sent us to this universe, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala created all the necessary means for our existence and our living in this world. Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Waqiyah, أفرأيتم الماء الذي تشربون أأنتم أنزلتموه من المزن أم نحن المنزلون. Don't you see the water that you drink? أأنتم أنزلتموه من المزن. Did you bring it down from the heaven? Do you have the capacity of bringing it down from the heavens? Or did Allah Ta'ala bring it down from the heavens? Obviously we will have to agree that Allah Ta'ala brought it down from the heavens, and there is no human being who is capable of creating water. And in a similar manner, Allah makes mention of our other needs for our survival and our existence. Allah makes mention of in the Quran that Allah has provided it for us. Now, if Allah Ta'ala has provided for our physical existence in this world, it is impossible that Allah would not have provided the necessary means for our spiritual existence in this world. If Allah created water for our existence, if Allah Ta'ala created wheat and vegetation, it is impossible that Allah would have told us, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created jinnat, I have not created human beings but to serve Allah. Then Allah would not have shown us and not have told us how do we serve Allah. And for this, Allah Ta'ala sent down the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, who came down as messengers of Allah to tell us Allah's message and to put us on the right path. Thus you find in the Quran, for example, in the 19th surah of the Quran, in Surah Al-Shu'ara, for 6 rukus, Allah gives the gist of the teachings of the various Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Go and look at it, how beautiful it is. كَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And recall the time when Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam's people, they denied the message Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam brought from Allah. And what did he tell them? إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ نُوحٌ عَلَى تَتَّقُونَ. إني لكم رسول أمين فاتقوا الله وأطيعون وما أسألكم عليه من أجر إن أجري إلا على رب العالمين. When he told them, O people, don't you fear Allah? إني لكم رسول أمين. I am a messenger of Allah, and if you obey the message of Allah, you don't do me any benefit. I'm only doing it because of well-wishing. I want good for you, therefore I'm telling you to follow Allah's commands. I don't get any commission. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, if you follow Allah's command, I don't get any commission. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. And what is the gist of the message to people? Fear Allah and obey Allah. وَمَا أَسَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرِ. We don't ask you any wages. We don't ask you any money. We don't ask you any remuneration. إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Our ajr and our reward is with Allah Azza wa Jal. That was the gist of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam's message. Every Nabi came to tell people that. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَعْبُدُونَ. And every Nabi came to tell people, O people, worship Allah. There is no one worthy of worship. There was no one worthy of serving. There is no one worthy of obeying but Allah Azza wa Jal. Until our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to complete and to perfect all the message of the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. Recall, I have said two things. to complete and to perfect. He not only completed it, he perfected it. Perfected it in such a way that now there is no need for anyone to add anything on it. No need for anyone to add anything on it, because it has been completed and it has been now perfected. And our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to propagate the message of Allah, was extremely, extremely sensitive and extremely aware of Allah ta'ala's command to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to propagate Allah ta'ala's message. Allah ta'ala told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya ayyuhar rasulu balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik. وَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلْ فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَهُ. O Prophet, O Rasul, make tabligh, propagate what Allah has revealed unto you. وَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلْ, and if you do not do so, you have not completed your objective. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha used to say, if for argument's sake, if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not honest in propagating Allah's message and hiding Allah's message, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have hidden this ayat. But if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't hide this ayat, he would never have hidden any other message of Allah. Allah ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, propagate Allah's message. If you do not do so, you have not completed your task. Can you imagine what strong words? Do this. If you don't do it, you have not completed your task. As Aisha said, if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have hidden any ayat, he would have hidden this ayat. And that is the reason why, when our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then in the farewell sermon, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the farewell sermon as if it was now the conclusion of his entire message, he had given the gist of it to the people. And after that, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the people, O my companions, you will be asked about me. You will be asked about me. Did I propagate? Did I give you and convey the message of Allah to you? What will you say? And everyone in unison said, O Prophet of Almighty Allah, we will say, قَدْ بَلَّغْتَ الرِّسَالَةِ وَعَدَّيْتَ الْأَمَانَةِ وَنَسَحْتَ الْأُمَّةِ. O Prophet of Almighty Allah, we will tell Allah that you have conveyed Allah's message. قَدْ بَلَّغْتَ الرِّسَالَةِ وَعَدَّيْتَ الْأَمَانَةِ. And the amanat Allah has placed on your shoulder to convey Allah's message, we will tell Allah you have fulfilled that amanat. And wanasaht al ummah, not only that, you went a step further. You gave us well wishing. And all the time you were worried about our following Allah's commands for our benefit. Then when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this, what did he do? He lifted up his shahadat ungli, the finger that we normally use to say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah in salat. He lifted up towards the heavens and said, Allahumma ashhad. O Allah, bear testimony. O Allah, bear testimony that these people have said, I have fulfilled my amanat. I have fulfilled and conveyed your message. This is how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so concerned and sensitive of conveying Allah's message. And that is the reason why when the people came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's uncle Abu Talib and said, Abu Talib, tell your nephew to suspend his message, not to convey his message. And they even tried to bribe Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they told Abu Talib, present these things to him. And Abu Talib came to Muhammad and he said, oh my nephew, the people of Makkah are saying that you are giving them inconvenience by giving this message. And they have put forward this proposal. If because of this message you want to be a leader, they will make you the leader of Makkah. If because of this message you want wealth, name the amount, they will put the amount in front of you. If because of this message you want to get married to any woman that you desire in Makkah, name the woman, they will make that woman available to you. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh my uncle, have you completed the message that they have given to you? His uncle said, yes, I have completed. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh my uncle, go and tell them that even if they put the sun on my right hand, and even if they put the moon on my left hand to tell me to stop giving this message, I will not stop giving this message. Because this is my amanat. Allah has told me to do so. Brothers, this was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam propagating the message of Allah. Now, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is no more with us in this world. After Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose responsibility is it to propagate and to convey Allah's message to the people of the world, my dear respected brothers. Whose responsibility? Can we allow the garden that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had tended, and the beautiful garden Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has prepared, do we allow it to wither and die away? Whose responsibility is it? When we say that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is khatme nabuwat, the seal of prophethood, the seal of all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, then by the very nature of us acknowledging that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the last of all prophets, together with it being an article of faith, it is also a responsibility upon us now all of a sudden. That when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has passed on, whose responsibility is it? It is the responsibility of every member of this ummah. Let me repeat this. Every member of this ummah to call people towards Allah. It is the responsibility of every member of this ummah to call people towards Almighty Allah. Such a responsibility, without fulfilling this responsibility, your salvation is not guaranteed. Even if you read 5 times daily salat, and if you read tahajjud prayers, if you have not called people towards Almighty Allah, your salvation is only halfway. We will say, where do we get that? Allah says in the Quran, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Allah Ta'ala says, humanity is at a loss, except the person who does iman and righteous deeds. To many of us, I have got iman, I got righteous deeds, what more must I do? What more do you want from me? I got iman, I got righteous deeds. Then if people say, what more do you want from me? Then look at the Quran. The Quran will say, no, it is not enough for you. وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ. It is now your responsibility to go and tell other people about the haqq, and to tell other people about sabr and perseverance upon the commands of Allah. So even if you do iman and righteous deeds, you're only halfway there to your objective. You only got 50%, and that also we know our iman and amal asaliya, how much out of that 50% we'll got. It is now our responsibility, brothers, to take that message and to convey Allah's message. قُولُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِهُ. Tell people, tell one another, follow Allah's commands. In that lies your benefit. If people say, I'm not doing it, well, if you're not doing it, it's not good, but you still got to tell people. Now, a lot of people say that, you know, practice what you preach. Yes, there is no doubt when you practice what you preach, and you practice and then you preach, it is more effective. It is more effective. But even if you don't practice, you still got the duty to tell other people. Understand what I'm saying? If you practice what you preach, your preaching will be more effective. But even if you don't practice, you still got the responsibility to tell other people. Like, if a person doesn't perform 5 times daily salat, and unfortunately there will be many who don't perform 5 times daily salat, when Ramadan comes, he doesn't use this argument that I have not performed 5 times daily salat, why should I keep fast? Does anyone use that argument? Tell me anyone who uses that argument. Why should I keep fasting Ramadan when I have not performed 5 times daily salat? What will you tell such a person? Keep your fast and still try and perform your 5 times daily salat. Doesn't mean I'm not performing 5 times daily salat, I must not keep fast. And that will be a stupid argument. It will be a silly argument. In a similar manner, if you have not practiced, doesn't mean you must not preach. Yes, go and preach and then make an effort to go and practice. Because this is a responsibility upon you. Where did this responsibility come upon us? Nabi Kareem S.A.W. said, Balighu. The word Balighu is an amr. And ask any alim, Balighu means a command. Go and propagate Allah's message. Walau ayah, even if you know one ayat. There is no end result. There is no end point with regard to, you know, saying that I know so much, I don't need to know anymore. There is no end point of knowledge. But there is a beginning point of knowledge. You know, one sentence. When Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made mention of tabligh, he didn't make mention of the end point. He didn't say, go and make tabligh when you know Bukhari Sharif. He didn't say, go and make tabligh when you know your tafsir of the Holy Quran. He said, you know one ayat. You know 5 times daily salat is for us. Do you know it or not? Go and tell other people, and you also practice and go and tell other people also. When you see a person not reading namaz, now is your responsibility. Brother, perform your salat, for in that lies your benefit. بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ عَيَةٍ. Even if you know one ayat in prayer, everyone know one ayat. Everyone knows that 5 times daily salat is farz. You know that or not? Now is your responsibility to go and propagate it. This is a reality, brothers. And sometimes we have not understood this responsibility that Allah has placed upon us. We try and take it, you know, we take it lightly. And if we don't do this responsibility, even our own individual ibadat cannot be guaranteed. Because if you don't practice, you don't propagate, then what's going to happen, brother? Slowly, slowly, you're going to diminish. You see, you can't all the time, you know, you can't all the time only be protecting. You also got to be on the attack. You also got to be propagating something. You see, and people, if they only worried about their own individual ibadat, they don't worry about the ibadat and the environment of people around them, what's going to happen? One day you also going to become lazy about your individual ibadat. That's a reality. If you don't propagate, see in Ramadan, why is it easy for us to do good deeds? Because everyone is doing good deeds. So it becomes easy for us. So even individually also, if we don't create an environment, we don't tell other people, then we are also going to become lazy. That's human beings' weakness. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. But if everyone is performing, then you see you also feel like performing. So even our own individual ibadat is dependent upon us telling people, my dear. And a lot of people say, but I told him, but he didn't listen. I told him, but he's not listening. Subhanallah, is that an argument? It is your responsibility to tell. It is Allah Ta'ala's responsibility to put it in his heart. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. The kuffar, it is equal to them, whether you warn them or you don't warn them, they won't accept iman. First ruku of Surah Baqarah. But yet, after telling them this, after this ayat, Allah Ta'ala didn't tell Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, don't warn them. He said, your warning or your don't warning will be equal to them. But he never told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam not to warn. And Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam constantly still warned them. Even Abu Jahl, he called him. And he said, tell people that you must come upon the right through path. He told Abu Jahl also that. Come upon the right path. And we all know the example that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua one day and said, oh Allah, strengthen iman, strengthen Islam. Either with Amr ibn Hisham or Umar ibn Khattab. He said the word in Arabic used is, oh, Amr ibn Hisham, oh, Umar ibn Khattab. Why is kehta hai? Ke waw aur o ka farak tha. He said, wow, oh, instead of wow. He said, oh Allah, strengthen Islam with either Amr ibn Hisham, oh, the word oh means, oh, Umar ibn Khattab. If he would have said, oh Allah, strengthen Islam with Amr ibn Hisham and Umar ibn Khattab, both would have got hidayat. But he said, oh Allah, strengthen Islam with Amr ibn Hisham or Umar ibn Khattab. Subhanallah. Even then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't say, why must I tell Abu Jahl, look at what is he doing? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam still invited him. It's not an argument to say, I am telling people they're not listening. We just got to tell, that's our responsibility. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. Our responsibility is to give the message of Allah. In that, we fulfill our responsibility and also makes us more aware of our responsibility. It makes us also aware of our individual ibadat. And the cornerstone with regard to this, my dear respected brothers, is to tell people about the greatness of Allah. That is the cornerstone. يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُدَّثِّرُ قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. Oh, the one who covered himself in a blanket, قُمْ, get up, warn people, وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ, and tell them to glorify Allah and to remember the greatness of Allah. Why the greatness of Allah? Until you don't understand the greatness of Allah, you won't see the need of following Allah's commands. You won't see the need of for staying away from Allah's prohibition. Once you realize Allah Ta'ala's greatness, then you understand that now my responsibility is now to follow Allah Ta'ala's commands. Therefore, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was told by Allah Ta'ala, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي عَدْءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Tell unto the people, O Prophet of Almighty Allah, this is my way of life. عَدْءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ, I call people towards Allah. عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ, with great amount of foresight I do so. With basirat, أَنَا, me, وَمَنْ اتَّبَعَنِي, and those who follow me, they will call people towards Almighty Allah. If you want to follow Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then you got to call people towards the good. This is a reality, brothers. And you must keep this in mind, that for us, Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahi al Munkar, what does it mean? Command people to do good, prevent them from evil. Doesn't mean you are all the time going to do good. Doesn't mean all the time you are going to stay away from evil. But a Muslim, while he will not all the time do good, but he will not prevent other people from good. And even if he commits sin, just understand this one sentence I'm going to say. For a Muslim, Sin is a personal weakness. It is not a cause or a crusade. Let me repeat that again. For a Muslim, sin is a personal weakness. It is not a cause. If you commit sin, it is your personal weakness. You don't go around telling people to do that sin. So for a Muslim, sin is a personal weakness. You will ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive him. But you don't go and promote that sin. So, but of course, the cornerstone is to call people towards Almighty. Let me conclude with one incident. Harith bin Harith in Imadi radiallahu ta'ala was not a Muslim. He came to Makkah Mukarramah. And he said, one day I came to Makkah. And I saw an amazing sight. I saw a person standing on the street corner saying, Ya ayyuhan nas, qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. Oh, people say, la ilaha illallah tuflihu. You would be successful. And you would prosper. And I saw a person behind him throwing him with stones. Throwing him with stones, throwing him with dust, until he was covered with dust, and he was bruised, and he was battered. After a while, I saw a small girl coming towards him, and that small girl brought something, and she brought a glass of water, and I saw this person drinking that water, and when he threw up that water, there was blood that came out from his mouth. I asked the people, what is this? What is the reality of this? And they told me, this is Muhammad, who has now said he is a prophet of Almighty Allah. As a person, who is the person who is throwing him with stones? He says the person who is throwing him with stone is his uncle Abu Lahab. I asked, who is a small girl? He said his girl, small girl is his daughter Fatima, who came to help him. Brothers, even in that situation, Nabi Karim s.a.w. was telling people, oh people, qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. Oh people, say la ilaha illallah, you will be successful. Even in such circumstances. We don't have that circumstances. It's our responsibility, brothers. And in this weekend, we have the Tablighi Jamaat Ijtima. And this is a situation to remind us about our responsibility of keep calling people towards Almighty Allah. A responsibility for some reason or the other we have taken lightly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala realize our responsibility of calling people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, it has certain type of responsibilities. It has certain types of etiquettes. If Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq, we will try and make mention of the etiquettes in time to come. But at this time, for us to start off with is to realize that this is our responsibility. May Allah Ta'ala make us realize our responsibility. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.